This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And before you start questioning, am I going to talk about Virginia? Oh, you bet your boots. But that's coming up later on. I've been doing a lot of musing. I talked about this on Lock and Load. We're at the 12-year anniversary of the Heller decision, what is heralded by many as the landmark decision when it comes to the individual right being reaffirmed within the Second Amendment by the Supreme Court, as written in the majority opinion by the late Antonin Scalia. They ruled that part of this was that it was unconnected with service in the militia, the right to keep and bear arms. But arguably, today, as we look at things, the Second Amendment could be in worse shape. It is in worse shape than ever. You've got New York, California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C., and now Virginia coming on board with this. They haven't passed it yet. We'll talk about that later. But just the aforementioned ones, with a combined population of 70 million people, that have outlawed the sale of most semi-automatic rifles and all gun magazines capable, you know, the standard build, you know. Then you've got Colorado, New Jersey, Vermont, Maryland, and Hawaii, who also have restrictions on magazine capacity. You have 17 states that have so-called red flag ERPO gun violence restraining order type laws, which is basically allowing the summary confiscation of your firearms based on hearsay. And in New York and California, you can't even buy ammunition without a background check. And like I said, right now they're busy passing a bunch of just in Virginia alone, because I guess they want to be California East. There's an assault weapons sales ban, a magazine ban, an assault weapons registry, a red flag law, a private transfer ban, rather. But in addition to that, they're doing away with things like hunting guides. If you're a hunting guide and you guarantee a kill, that's going to be illegal in Virginia. So that will kill outside of the state, the hunting industry coming into Virginia. In the meantime, they don't really have crime there. They're the fourth lowest in the United States. And the big problem they have is fentanyl and opioids. But I digress. The Democratic Party, with maybe Senators John Tester and Pete Manchin, they are committed in mass to passing identical legislation that all of these gun grabbers want on a national level, and they intend to do it the next time they win majorities in both houses of Congress and win the White House. And the blame for this is the Heller decision. At the time, it was hailed as a landmark decision, a triumph of conservative jurisprudence based upon Scalia's philosophy of originalism. He began by rejecting the argument held by John Paul Stevens and by the gun control lobby for many decades that the Second Amendment allows state militias, or the National Guard, as they put it, to possess guns. And he pointed out that plain reading, right of the people, and he went on to argue that the founders understood the right to keep and bear arms as a right of personal self-defense. Then he further attacked the argument bordering on the frivolous that only those arms in existence in the 18th century are protected by the Second Amendment. So clearly, based upon that language, within this decision, the modern weapon like an AR-15 should be protected. So in light of such clear-cut jurisprudence, how has the political left been able to maneuver and do the kind of things and, put restrictive purchase requirements, carry requirements, outright bans, how they do this, how this happened? Well, this is because Scalia practically invalidated his own opinion when he put this in the opinion. And I quote, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubting on long-standing prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places like schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. And also, we recognize another important limitation on the right to keep and carry arms. The majority opinion in the U.S. versus Miller said that the sorts of weapons protected were those in common use at the time. We think the limitation is fairly supported by the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. Now notice, the Founding Fathers never said that there was one place so sensitive that you couldn't carry a gun. They never said that. They never said that. And then we have the whole dangerous and unusual weapon thing. This is where they can say, well, nobody carries an AR-15, you know, that kind of thing. So they seize upon these phrases in an attempt to drive a stake in the heart of the Second Amendment. In the House, we had H.R. 1296, the Assault Weapon Ban of 2019, with 216 Democratic sponsors in the House. This cited Scalia's language directly. And the stated purpose of the bill was to ensure that the right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited. Mental illness is a broad, subjective, ambiguous concept that can include conditions ranging from paranoid, delusional schizophrenia to common anxiety to the rather questionable oppositional defiant disorders. Gun banners have interpreted that as broadly as possible. In Virginia right now, one Democrat has already pronounced that all defenders of the Second Amendment are mentally ill. If the right to keep and bear arms is a right to personal self-defense, where in the Constitution does it make it invalid on the grounds of a school or a government building? And how can discretionary and restrictive permitting process, intended to make it extremely difficult or impossible to own and carry handguns, continue to exist in states like New York and New Jersey? And maybe the most grievous error that came out of the Heller decision, or wasn't even addressed in the Heller decision, was that Scalia, he did not overturn the Supreme Court's decision in U.S. v. Miller, the only prior case dealing with an individual right to possess a gun. Miller was a flawed precedent. It upheld the National Firearms Act of 1934, which placed severe restrictions and punitive taxes at the time upon machine guns, suppressors, short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and destructive devices in interstate commerce. The Miller Court ruled that these items were not in common use by the militia, thus not protected for individual ownership. And those are the long-standing prohibitions on dangerous and unusual weapons and conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale that he referred to in Heller. But none of those long-standing prohibitions existed prior to the NFA of 1934. That was the first federal gun law in the nation's history. Nothing in the Constitution allows one provision, the right to keep and bear arms, to be infringed by another provision. And in this instance, that's the Interstate Commerce Clause. Would anybody accept the idea today that journalists writing newspapers and interstate commerce should be subjected to punitive taxation or government licensing and registration of their articles with the federal agency? So gun prohibitionists use the language of Miller and Heller to contend that semi-automatic rifles are dangerous and unusual and may be prohibited, despite the fact that only a tiny fraction of annual homicide are committed with long guns of any type. This is just a fraction of the doors that were left wide open with the Heller decision. This is why I don't like sitting back and going, and yes, we definitely need to do something with the Supreme Court. We need to make it as conservative as we can. But at the same time, sitting back and saying to yourself, nine people wearing black robes are the ones that are the ultimate harbingers of what is or is not constitutional. If that were the case, why were there so many signers of the Declaration and the, you know, the Bill of Rights and all the ratification process? Why do we have so much participation now and it falls to nine people that are political appointees? And that's my problem with the Heller decision. And that's why we should all look at that as what it is, which it is a 50-50 thing. But Justice Scalia basically invalidated his own opinion. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, Monday in Richmond, Virginia, there's going to be a Second Amendment support rally. And this is nothing new. They have done them for years. They have done those for years. However, there is a little twist been added to this. Raccoon Man Northam. He's gotten out there and he's invoked the specter of Charlottesville. He did this past Wednesday, and he's declared it starts on Friday, a temporary state of emergency ahead of the Monday pro-Second Amendment Lobby Day rally in Richmond. It will be in effect from Friday evening until January 21st, the day after tens of thousands of pro-2A supporters are expected to arrive on the grounds of the Capitol building. In fact, they're talking about 110,000 people. Governor Northam, intentionally, in his speech, he ratcheted up the tension between the law-abiding Virginians and the gun control zealots. He claims he has received credible intelligence from law enforcement agencies that out-of-state militia groups, white nationalists, and hate groups are going to come to Richmond to intimidate and cause harm. And then, who would have thought it, he has state intelligence analysts who have been perusing the dark web and mainstream channels, both online and offline, and are seeing rhetoric similar to that used by violent groups and white nationalists before the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally in 2017, which, by the way, was basically leftist against leftist. The only actual pro-gun people that showed up there just stood there, although they were very kitted up. Northam told a reporter during the Q&A that he doesn't want a repeat of what happened in Charlottesville. Then the fear-mongering continued, ominously suggesting non-essential employees should not report to work on Monday. If you don't need to be in Richmond on Monday, please consider staying home. So standing behind him was Richmond's Democrat Mayor LeVar Stoney, one of Terry McAuliffe's former employees, who now presides over a city where black-on-black shootings occur on a daily basis, and he decided to add fuel to the fire that they themselves are igniting. He told the press, "Violations of the law will not be tolerated. I repeat, violations of the law will not be tolerated." Well, which law are you talking about, Mr. Stoney? There is precedent for these pro-Second Amendment lobby days. Has there ever been any law breaking? Northam's emergency order prohibits the carrying of all firearms along with bats and sticks and weapons of any nature on Capitol grounds until Tuesday. And the governor contends the threat of armed militia groups storming our Capitol makes it necessary to impose a state of emergency. Now, for somebody looking at this, you should understand that in the politically correct world in which we find ourselves living in, the one with no humor, where we couldn't make Blazing Saddles as a movie today, a lot of the trends that have come and gone, they would not occur. We've got a state, Virginia, with a governor who's worn blackface, who advocates killing full-term babies and tyrannically denying citizens their constitutional right to bear arms, and he's warning gun rights rallygoers not to dishonor the state. After all the stuff this dude does to dishonor the state. He's called on the Virginia Citizens Defense League, the organizer of Monday's rally, to disavow and discourage violence. And this after the governor stated VCDL had unleashed something much larger than they were able to control. I have some thoughts on that for later. His incendiary scare tactics and white supremacist reference, where basically they're painting everybody that's coming in from out of town as white supremacists and evildoers. And he may unleash his Bloomberg Soros-funded leftist to show up on Monday, just as in Charlottesville. We'll see. Now, the VCDL and the other gun rights groups, which notably Gun Owners of America is involved in this one, they have done nothing but preach peace before and during their annual assembly. This has been going on for years. The Labor Day rally has been going on for many years. The Lobby Day rally, excuse me. The increased numbers predicted for Monday have resulted from the multiple unconstitutional gun control laws being brought both before, you know, all the Democrats now that are there. Northam is telegraphing his intention to infringe on the Second Amendment rights of Virginians. And now to show he means business, he's declared this state of emergency, which he can do because he's a duly elected official. He's the chief executive of Virginia. And he's decided to illegally deny citizens the right to carry on public grounds while corralling thousands of taxpaying gun rights, unarmed gun rights supporters. And they're going to be in a cage, in a makeshift fence. Behind him, there were some law enforcement officials from the Virginia State Police, Richmond City Police, the Capitol Police. And they all sweared their allegiance to Northam and not the U.S. Constitution. Let me, if you will, share a few things with you. I have spoke with many people about this event coming up. I have not spoken with any of the principals of this because for some reason they're sort of incommunicado. I've spoken with people going to this event because I'm going to be in Las Vegas at SHOT Show, baby. They're going to this event, and here are my first thoughts. First of all, no, nobody from out of state should be going. Nobody from out of state should be going. Second of all, they should move the venue. Everybody's talking about, well, we'll be disarmed there. We'll go somewhere else. And I've been told, well, Bill, you don't know the I'm sure logistics are a pain and this, that, the other. And I'm almost as sure that you could just put it somewhere else. You could do it another day. Whatever you want to do. But you don't have to play this game. I'm looking at this strictly from a military point of view. If I know that I'm going to go down, booby trap alley to get to my objective, I'm going to find another way to get to my objective. I'm not going to sacrifice my people, myself, my mission, simply so that I can say I went this route. I was at this place. My mission is more important than my journey. So I will take the journey and I will shape it to the mission. I would not be holding one of these things and I would not be involved in this fight if I did not, intend to win it. And going somewhere where you're going to be herded into a corral. I mean, really? And where's the leadership on this, Gun Owners of America? Where's the leadership on this VCDL? You got a bunch of people coming into a hostile environment. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John.
The country's top immigration official blamed the sanctuary policies of New York City for the sexual assault and killing of a 92-year-old woman, while the mayor's office decried such rhetoric as fear, hate, and attempts to divide. Matthew Albience, the acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said at a news conference the slaying could have been prevented if the city officials had complied with a federal request to turn over the assailant, a Guyanese national, for deportation. Albience said, "It's unbelievable. I have to come here and plead with the city of New York to cooperate to help keep their city safe." Make no mistake, he added, "it is the city's policies that are the sole reason this criminal was allowed to roam the streets freely and end an innocent woman's life."
NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the S&P 500 all continue to have record-breaking weeks. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Before we continue on pounding on Virginia, let's look at one thing that finally came to an end this week, the House impeachment proceedings. The impeachment proceedings are important because if they knock Trump out of the way, I don't know that President Pence could be reelected. I don't know. So they got to get him impeached, or they got to hurt him, or they got to stain him or something. But anyway, this has been a farcical process the whole way. It began with a pencil neck shift making up facts and continued with secret hearings down in the basement, something a prosecuting party would never do if the facts favored it. And then it moved to a partisan vote on two made-up articles of impeachment, and finally it contradicted the Democrats' early insistence that it was an urgent necessity to preserve the nation. They went on vacation, and then they sat on the articles of impeachment for a full month. So yesterday, with a lot of, well, not yesterday, but I mean this past week, I guess, what was it, Thursday? With great fanfare and some bizarrely slurred speech and some crazy poetic references and a bunch of ceremonial pins that you and I paid for, and the giggles and grins that belied the Pelosians' words about solemnity, the House finally transferred the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Let the politicking begin. One of the greatest accomplishments of the Trump administration has been to restore the rule of law to the federal court system by appointing judges who are strict constructionists. They apply the Constitution and law as written. They do not get out there and say, well, based upon my interpretation. This differs from progressive judges who believe the Constitution and laws are living documents that can be stretched and flexed and folded and spindled and mutilated and, if necessary, judicially rewritten to encompass the progressive political and social goal. Right now, within the federal court system, 25% of the judges in the federal court system today are Trump appointees. that's major. And Trump, working along with Cocaine Mitch McConnell, show no signs of slowing down. and to preserve their longstanding stranglehold of the federal judicial system, the Democrats need to stop any more appointments. That is big for them. So, this is especially true if Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves the Supreme Court in the near future. Which, unfortunately, I mean, this lady is one tough lady. I don't like her politics at all, but doggone, she's tough. It'll probably mean she's passed away. And that's not what I want, but, you know, I'm not in charge of that. If Trump appoints a third conservative Supreme Court justice, because all of this, you know, all of these things I talk about within the Second Amendment context are allowed to happen because courts allow them to happen. So to get out there and to change the way the court does business is very important for the Second Amendment. It's important for just the constitutionality of the country, the way it's actually executed. And if he appoints a third consecutive Supreme Court justice, that will alter the court's judicial philosophy for years. We won't have to worry about Roberts at that point. So, right up as if it was on cue, failed presidential candidate Kamala Willie Brown sidechick Harris stepped up with a procedural demand. I love people that aren't in charge of nothing demanding anything. She said, today the United States Senate will receive articles of impeachment against Donald Trump and begin to determine whether the president's actions warrant his removal from office. The president is charged with high crimes and misdemeanors. No, he isn't. And the Senate must take seriously its constitutional role in this process. During the time when articles of impeachment are before the Senate, it would not be wholly inappropriate, or it would be, excuse me, wholly inappropriate to advance the president's nominees to the federal judiciary. There's a couple things wrong with that. First of all, Harry Reid changed the whole dynamic of the Senate when he was in charge of it. And what he decided with the Senate is whoever's in charge of it will make the rules. And so he did. Except that works both ways. That's the problem. I used to get told all the time, you know, Bill, laser sights work both ways. They tell you where it's coming from and they tell you where it's going. And that's true. So that's a working both ways thing. So Mitch McConnell is constrained by nothing in this moment. The other problem is you've got a bunch of Democrat primaries looming. And, a lot of the Democratic candidates for president are currently sitting senators, current senators. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders. Now, because presidential impeachment is a significant event, all three of them have to attend. And as long as the proceedings last, they'll be sidelined. They won't get a campaign. They can still tweet. Every time I hear you can still use Twitter, I'm like, so? And they can make media appearances, but they can't go around glad-handing primary voters in far-flung places. They got to stay in D.C. And of the remaining top primary candidates, it will be Joe Biden and Buttigieg, whatever his name is, who can get up close and personal with the voters. We should not want Biden to get up too close to anybody, but, you know, especially women and little girls, but because that always just bothers me. The mayor is a good speaker and quick on his feet, but black voters haven't warmed up to him, and it's unlikely the American voters as a whole are going to look at a 39-year-old non-entity who has a mediocre track record as mayor of a mid-sized American city with a crime problem. He's sort of like Beto O'Rourke light. And this leaves, you know, Joe double-barreled shotgun Biden. Although there's a possibility the impeachment proceedings will implicate Biden as well. Because the Democrats in the Senate want to call witnesses. But unlike in the House, where they're not, you know, where they were in the majority, the Republicans are in the majority in the Senate. And they, too, if they decide they're going to call any witnesses, if they let the Democrats call witnesses, they, too, will call witnesses. And they will call Joe and Hunter Biden. And he may also want to call, you know, they may also want to call other witnesses who can talk about the way in which Hunter Biden, despite having no qualifications, profited in the Ukraine deal while that country is part of Vice President Biden's portfolio. But that's a risk the Democrats are willing to take if it means sidelining Bernie and Warren. But what is certain right now at this point is that the impeachment is not to remove a president who engaged in treason or bribery or high crimes and misdemeanors in a way that shocked the nation's conscience. It is instead to remove an unusually successful president without the risk of an election. They want to hamper his ability to function while in office. They want to throw a lifeline to Joe, Gropey Joe's flailing candidacy. And they want to make sure he doesn't, Trump doesn't get reelected. Which is fine, except that's going to happen anyway. The Democrats brought that. The Democrats did the one thing that the Republicans couldn't do. They unified the voters. They activated the anger within the Republican politicians. We learned about new players in this. We learned about Matt Gaetz. We learned about Doug Collins. You know, Jim Jordan's always been out there doing his thing. And, we have new respect, and we understand that now that Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz aren't there anymore and Daryl Issa, there are other players out there on our side who are chomping to get in on this action. And they're willing to fight because they've seen what happens when somebody gets out there and counterpunches with somebody. The results are glorious indeed. So we have to, while we're watching Richmond and watching all this other stuff, we also have to watch this, although I think the impeachment is the least of our worries. Richmond. I'll be very happy when Tuesday comes, if everything comes out the way it needs to come out. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! today.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
See it just over the horizon. There's the weekend waiting for us. And this is Gun Owners News Hour. When the Democrats took a majority in Virginia, it was almost like they had this pre-planned. They quickly put on the table a package of radical law that would set to limit what heretofore have been quite liberty-like, you know. Virginia's been a state of liberty, even with McAuliffe. When Terry McAuliffe was governor there, they had setbacks, but Northam makes McAuliffe look like a, you know, a schoolboy. They want to close down every shooting range not owned by the government in Virginia now, the legislators do. They want to hinder the ability to form militias. They want to severely limit gun sale transfers, and they want to register all the guns there. And within 48 hours of taking over the Virginia legislature this year, 2020, they passed their first of many proposed gun laws and banned the carry of firearms on the property of the state capitol and other government offices. Now, notice that I don't know of any crimes that have ever happened at the Virginia state capitol or other government offices. I know what happened at Virginia Beach, but that wasn't state. I don't think. I may be wrong about that, but I don't think it was. Now, the people of Virginia spoke up as all of this was unfolding. I mean, this is only the 18th of January. And so within the first 18 days of this year, Virginia, they have woken the voters that did not show up. Now, that's a point that I cannot... They cannot possibly ever do what they did this time, which was not go vote. They can't decide to not show up. Your civic duty is to vote. If you don't care whether you live in tyranny or not, you know, if this were the 50s, this would be a moot point. You know, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But this is not the 50s. This is 2020. And in 2020, if you get a mandate of two senators flipping, that means socialism reigns. So Virginia has decided they're not going to wait for another election. A petition to remove Governor Northam began circulating, as well as other petitions to remove delegates from office. And when the petition received almost a third of the signatures needed to recall the governor, a new bill was introduced to raise the amount of signatures needed from 10% of the prevailing vote to 25%. So they didn't do away with it, they just lifted the bar. But that doesn't stop there. You know, it's not just the gun bills they're proposing. They have SJ6. This changes the governor's term from 4 to 8 years. SB 399, Virginia's electoral vote for president will go to the candidate who has won the national popular vote. It will no longer matter how many Virginians vote for in or who they vote for in presidential races. So let me repeat this. The electoral votes of Virginia will go to whoever wins the national popular vote. So in the last election, if Trump won Virginia, he still would have not gotten the electoral votes. They would have gone to Hillary Clinton. Not that it would have mattered, but you get what I'm saying. If it works there, it will spread. That's the thing. Politicians are monkey see, monkey do. Then there's SJ9 and SJ14. It restores felons' abilities to vote. McAuliffe wanted to do this. They're trying to create a new subset of citizens within the state that are more beholden to the, the Democrats. SJ29 changes how governors, lieutenant governors, and attorney generals are elected. Previously, the candidate receiving the most votes statewide would be elected. Proposed change who wins the majority in congressional districts. to who wins the majority in congressional districts. In case of a tie, the General Assembly will pick the winner. People of Virginia have had enough. So they've got a huge pro-gun rally. It's going to happen Monday outside of the state's Capitol building in Richmond. So Northam has decided, to declare this state of emergency, as I talked about. And his reasoning is absolutely mental. Talking about online chatter and considered credible threats, but no details, no offers of proof, no graphics put up on the wall saying, look, this is what we found. He did say that it mirrored the online conversations that occurred shortly before the Charlottesville protests, where disruptors showed up and without a permit and blocked traffic and pounded on vehicles and otherwise molested citizens and protesters alike. And in Charlottesville, the police stood down. And as a result, one woman was killed when a panicked driver accelerated into a crowd. So I obviously missed that part of the Constitution where it says shall not be infringed unless there is considerable online chatter. And invoking the racially charged Charlottesville protest is a devious way of making people conjure up images of neo-Nazis with tiki torches, otherwise completely unrelated to a pro-gun rally. Is Governor Northam trying to create a fear of pro-gun activists and activate Antifa sleeper cells to see a confrontation? Because that would be splendid for what his agenda is if that happened. The VCDL believes this. They put this out on an alert. The Democrats are afraid of the voters and want to portray this peaceful assembly of law-abiding gun owners in the worst possible way. They would love for it to degenerate to violence, rioting, and insurrection in order to smear gun owners. Has the Democratic leadership actually invited violent groups to attend for the purpose of disrupting our peaceful assembly? If there is a confrontation, if it does go down, it will no doubt be reported as the pro-gun demonstrators' predisposition for violence, reaffirming the left's beliefs that all gun owners are evil. Virginia is falling to tyranny, and the government is acting imperiously and interfering with the citizens' avenues to keep them in check. And the government is proposing laws to prevent themselves from being voted out or removed from office, which that should be a gigantic red flag, as well as banning the possession of guns and the use of militias as the last resort to force them out. This is why the Second Amendment was written. This is what the forefathers were trying to protect us from. What is even scarier is how rapidly Virginia has gone from more or less normal to near complete tyranny, which... I mean, even under McAuliffe, it was that way, pretty much normal. And this is what the Founding Fathers foresaw, the tyranny. They clearly and repeatedly warned us about it, and for which they made sure our inalienable rights were clearly stated in the Bill of Rights. But they have been infringed on, and they continue to be. And right now, Virginia is the grossest example. But this has been happening since 1934. It happened gradually, the National Firearms Act. And the representatives we elect who are supposed to work for the citizens have chosen to neglect this as well as this Constitution that they took an oath to uphold. They become autocrats. So here we have a powder keg, and the Democrats are throwing a bunch of matches on the floor like party favors looking for a spark. This is a trap because they know that people most likely to come out to support the Second Amendment are also distrusting of the government and their gun grabs. So they can use the fallout for a political purpose. A single altercation, no matter how just and righteous it is, and they will depict any who oppose them with modern Nuremberg laws, painting all gun owners as nutcases, or maybe racists, I don't know, and tie their own degradation of American rights to President Trump. This is going to be a very pivotal moment if it goes the wrong way. It could be pivotal if there's a chapter written where the U.S. has been destroyed. Because if it happens in Virginia, it can happen anywhere else. So, you have to pay attention to this. I really wish they would change the venue, and I really wish they would take that to heart. But, what's going to happen now is set. And all we can do is watch it. So, what we had better do is watch it very, very carefully, very cold, very calculating. It will unfold in front of us in what? 72 hours? 72 hours from the rest of the country's life. I will talk to you next week. Stay alert, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.